And to the hotline we go. It is a Wednesday with W. Do we have you, sir?
Well, good morning, Texas. It's here. It's the Tried and True Wednesday with W.
Yes, sir. Tried and true.
That is right. All the old jokes to use for new things. That's a formula.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, you don't change what's working.
No. Never. No formula.
That's a hashtag see what we did there, Cracker Barrel.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Yeah. But by the way, also turns out in other restaurant news, turns out Red Lobster. That endless shrimp promotion, they said, was the thing that almost put them out of business.
Oh, I heard this.
It was just too expensive.
Yeah. Said this yesterday.
I suggest a much cheaper alternative, radioactive shrimp. here's quite popular these days.
And available.
That's crazy. Anyway, that was a heck of a tangent. Anyway, let's take another tangent before we get on subject.
Okay, where are we going?
What, they have a snow room over there at TCU?
Correct.
It's just like Christmas. It's like a Hallmark movie 24-7.
Mm-hmm. That's so sweet. Yeah, it snows for an hour a day.
That's
by the quad.
By the quad.
7 degrees.
Yeah.
That's for their football team and athletics.
Yeah.
Just snow, just a room filled with snow.
Yeah.
Well, the Cowboys had one of those in the 90s, but
hey.
I think it was a little different deal. Anyway, here we are, back on track, Wednesday with W.
Uh-huh.
What else we got going on here?
Well,
any more news? Any more show-shattering personal news you revealed this week, Slappy?
No new news updates.
No, you're not like
anything like
leaving the show to start some family band that tours across the country and plays at folk festivals, or just
I don't think
join one of the Yellowstone spinoffs, or
everybody's doing it.
Yeah, no news this week.
So y'all are just basically waiting to see what Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce do next.
Oh,
just just copy them again.
We did it first, for the record, okay?
Okay, whatever.
We did.
Well, you may have went first, but they're the bigger celebrity couple. By a lot.
Okay.
By
that's not very nice.
Well, I you're right. I do hear a lot of people listen to the ranch, but...
okay,
anyway,
thank you.
I actually just switch between you guys in the mornings and NPR.
Oh!
Really, NPR?
I know.
You listen to them?
Well, I go there for the comedy.
Hey!
I come to y'all for the news.
Oh, of course.
And the sports.
Yeah.
Sports director.
Sports. I'm your gal, W.
She's sports director.
Right
Heather
here.
A. Smith Lee over there.
Yeah,
right there.
That's it.
Speaking of sports, the Cowboys lost. That's not really news. More news.
No.
Hey. In fact, I already got a lot of old jokes we could use for that. But,
we all do.
The oldest joke is just the last 30 years with that team.
Whoa!
It's unfortunate. And this is going to be the year. We're coming back.
Fire today.
And I could speak on this, too, because, you know, I'm in the Netflix Cowboys documentary.
Oh, that's right.
You started.
Uh-huh.
Right there at the beginning.
Number 5 this week up there in your top 10.
Hey.
There you go. Yeah. Someday I'll be a K-pop demon hunter. But what else we got? Oh, I did see Texas got a Powerball winner. How about that?
Yeah.
Finally, somebody won the silly lotto. Mm. And they say maybe it could be a student down there at the University of Texas that won that.
How about
the
that?
Word. Can you imagine?
Oh. Can you, being in college and winning the Powerball.
Lots of good choices. Uh-huh.
I mean, the closest I got was beer pong.
Right, well, jackpot.
Man, that kid's almost going to make as much as the UT football team does. That's amazing. Well, anyway.
What else we got?
We didn't even get to the UFOs existing or the Epstein list.
That's very concerned.
It's too bad.
There's always next week.
There is.
There we go. Tried and true.
Tried and true.
It is a Wednesday with W. God bless Texas.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Maybe that Powerball winning kid can buy the Cowboys.
Amen.